The death of an Aboriginal man in custody in New South Wales has sparked calls for urgent law reform to reduce the number of people being jailed for minor traffic offences. Stanley Lord, a 39-year-old Indigenous man, was serving an 18-month sentence for driving while disqualified. It was his seventh conviction for the offence. Mr. Lord had heart problems and was transferred from Long Bay Jail to the Prince of Wales Hospital for treatment early last year. An inquest into his death opens in Sydney today. Lorna Knowles reports.
Stan Lord bought his son a special gift for his 40th birthday, a silver Commodore with a new motor and personalised plates. But his son never got to see the gift. Stanley Lord Jr. was in jail, sentenced to 18 months for driving while disqualified.
But they never give him 18 months. I say they give him life. Never going to see him again.
Early last year, Stanley Lord became ill in jail and was transferred to the Prince of Wales Hospital in Randwick under prison guard. He died a short time later.
Before he passed away, he said, "I want to go home." And the next day, I had to take the kids back for school. And while I was home, I got the call saying that he passed away.
Lawyer for the Lord family, Felicity Graham, said Mr. Lord died alone, hundreds of kilometres away from his family and community.
He shouldn't have been in custody. He should have been with his family in his community. He wasn't, and that is a result of this draconian system. He was just driving in the street. There was no dangerous driving, no drink driving, no driving that affected public safety in any way. He was just getting from A to B.
Ms. Graham, who works for the Aboriginal Legal Service, said a disproportionate number of Indigenous people were being jailed for licence offences because many lived in regional and remote areas and rely heavily on their cars.
About 1,000 people every year are sentenced to jail for unauthorised driving offences. It's a huge proportion of the jail population, about 10% of the people in jail. We're talking about a system which operates where people are locked up for unauthorised driving offences at a much greater rate than people are locked up for child pornography offences, serious drug offences, other offences that really do interfere with public safety and other people's rights.
In the last 18 months, the issue of driver disqualification and custodial sentences for repeat offenders have been investigated by the New South Wales Auditor General and a parliamentary committee. The New South Wales Government have adopted many of the recommendations, however, they're yet to be implemented and passed into law.
Lorna Knowles.